Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that, and it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade Team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of four players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
And here's Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. On the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm of Carson Blau and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Chuck Freeman is not here. He's with us, just I'm not looking at his new, fresh haircut that he got over the weekend. He's in Green Bay at our WNFL studios. Frames, bigger feeling of joy when the Packers go to the NFC Championship game or getting your hair did on Saturday?
Well, actually Friday afternoon, but yeah, it was great getting a haircut. You know, I know a lot of people always are concerned about my hair and commenting about it, but nothing like a fresh haircut. I get a fresh haircut, yeah, probably once every 7 months or so.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No, once every 7 weeks.
Seven weeks, okay.
I go every 7 weeks. So
I go about 2 months.
2 months.
Leroy
yeah.
Butler's joining us, the future Hall of Famer. Don't you get your haircut like every 5 days, Leroy?
Man, hey, twice a week, man. I'm on Spectrum News One. I gotta be fresh. I guess that's the difference between white people and black people, man. Black people like to be fresh, man. Y'all just sit around and wait and just, I can't do that, man. Come on, Chuck.
You know what? I'm not touching that line. I'm not going there, Leroy.
There's no line.
I'm not going there, man. I love my job too much. Not in today's world.
They don't fire you for telling the truth.
I don't know. I don't take any chances on anything non-PC anymore.
Well, just take my word for it then. Trust me.
All right. hey, Leroy.
This guy.
You know, when that thing is when Russell Wilson's making play after play against the secondary, and I was talking to one of the media guys talking with Kevin King yesterday. I said, "Did you feel the thing slipping away?" And he said, "No, you just got to keep on out there and try to make plays." But what is it really though? You're a defensive back, and Wilson is making plays, and you're counted on to step up and make a play or two, but you can't stop the guy. Was that what happens? Is it just like steamrolling there?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain sometimes. They had a spy on him, and I've been in that position quite a few times, to be honest with you. And you just try to tell guys to keep him in the pocket. He's going to scramble. He's a great player. I mean, matter of fact, you know, with Lamar Jackson out, he was the most dangerous guy left with his legs and his arm. Just keep him in the pocket because as a defensive back, I don't know when he's crossing the line of scrimmage. If I come up, he's going to throw it over my head. So that discussion goes on. But again, you go back to the guy, whoever you designate to spy him. You tell that particular guy, don't be in a hurry to rush. You're going to get caught up in the trash. And next thing you know, he had that run pass option. So, you know, it does get frustrating. And so they kept kind of, they had Owen Burch doing it a couple of times, but for the most part, it was Blake Martinez. And every time he would just kind of delay rush, he'd get caught up, and then Russell Wilson is out the gate and just running. But you know what, though? That is never going to hurt you. That just sustained drives. You know, you got to stop him from getting into the end zone. So you got to just say, well, you know what? If the guy picked up a first down, okay, fine. What hurts you is when you run up thinking you're going to tackle him, he throws it over your head for like 50 yards for a touchdown.
Or he flips it to Travis Homer on the sideline, or he shovel passes it to Luke Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson was making
incredible plays as we talk with Leroy Butler, the future Hall of Famer here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Could they have done defensively much different, the Packers? Because I see these people and we hear these people say, they're not making adjustments on him. But sometimes it's not like this was Mitch Trubisky out there, Leroy. Sometimes guys are just so good that they can't be stopped.
Well, hey, they get paid too. I mean, I know people are frustrated, but you remember the Giants game where, you know, they kept making first downs and, you know, the bend don't break defense is still in effect. And because it's about stopping guys getting in the end zone. Now, when they came down and scored three times, not as concerning because it just seemed like, you know, they made adjustments as well. Because ultimately, you try to, you know, they sacked him five times. And that's something that they want to do, kind of the same game plan they played against Minnesota when they just destroyed their offensive line because they had some backups as well. But, the whole game plan is to not let DK Metcalf get behind you and not let Lockett just go off and just have a great game. Anybody else, you try to limit it to all on Russell Wilson because their running game wasn't going to work. So at times they doubled receivers. At times they play a lot of combination zone. But, again, you know, the Packers, all they talk about on defense, hey, we got to stop them and hold them to a field goal or stop them. We cannot let them score, and that's when it's the issue.
Well, the Packers have enough to beat Seattle, barely. You know, I mean, Seattle, I was telling Bart a little while ago that, you know, both teams have got their holes, and the Packers were fortunate to make a couple more plays. But is this team, with the holes in it, against a San Francisco team that I think there's two teams right now? I mean, you look at Kansas City and of course, San Francisco, maybe an argument for Tennessee the way they're playing. But can Green Bay still a notch or two below San Francisco, aren't they?
Hey, listen, this is a new season. You know, that's regular season's over. Now it's about quarterback play. Aaron Rodgers was flawless on third down. That's why they won the game. Let's just be honest. He was just tremendous on third down. Because that's what we have not seen from him, you know. But yesterday on third down passing, he was amazing. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo has never hosted an NFC championship game. He's never hosted one. I mean, so you don't know how he's going to react in that moment. Aaron Rodgers has. So the experience of that is going to be amazing. Because I tell people all the time, just because you have home field doesn't automatically make you the favorite in a player's mind. Now, of course, you know, in Vegas and all these other spots, places, you know, they're going to always pick a favorite. But to me, the experience of Aaron Rodgers makes him the favorite because his legacy means if I'm ever in a position to get to the Super Bowl, I'm going. That's the only way you talk about it. They cannot in that locker room talk about the first time they played San Francisco. That was a regular season. This is a new season. And the fan base as well. Y'all got to get rid of that. The first time they played San Francisco, everything is new. This is a new season. Matter of fact, it's a new year. As coaches, you convince your team of that, and now you put together a game plan. But I expect Aaron Rodgers in California to go to the Super Bowl. What's a better story than that? I mean, you can go through all these storylines. It's the team that should have drafted you. I get all that. But if you want to get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be protecting number 12. And he has to play just like he played yesterday on third down, keep them chains moving. And I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Leroy Butler joining us, Leap36 on Twitter. You can check him out there and follow him at pretty much any pick and save around town, if I'm not mistaken.
No question.
Leroy, 37-8 was the final when these two teams met just about 2 months ago on Sunday night. It was after the bye week. Game got flexed, and then the Packers got waxed on Sunday night. When you lose like that, and then you have the chance to go back there in the locker room, is there more of a, well, geez, we know this is going to be a tough hill to climb, or does confidence build in the terms of, we know what we need to do now to beat this team? Sure, we may be a 7-point underdog in Vegas, but we've just did this. We know what we can do different? Does that second chance really boost a team where we do expect the Packers maybe to go in there and go to the Super Bowl, as you mentioned?
Well, I think the schedule will be different as far as not only travel, but when I say schedule, as far as how you because on the road, you try to come out fast. But for the most part, you have to brace yourself just in case they come out fast. For some reason, you may be down 14 points. Don't panic. For some reason, you may be up 14 points, you know, like the Texans. You may get out to a good lead. Don't panic. So what you try to do is limit yourself from any kind of negative thought. You have to, this is the concentration week. You know, like the physical part of it, everybody's good. If you made it this far, you're a good team. But the mental capacity has to be clear. You can't carry anything negative into this particular game. Because what happens is if you do that, as soon as you get down and a little something bad happens, your mind reverts back to that game where you got blown out. So you have to be positive to everything this week has to be positive. It's going to be a lot of negative stuff written already. But in the locker room where it really counts is LaFleur has to convince his team that that was an outlier getting blown out like that, and it won't happen again. Matter of fact, you can change it. You got to he has to keep mentioning the Super Bowl. You have to do that. They should be plastering Super Bowl everywhere in the locker room. Everywhere you walk, you see Super Bowl. Everywhere you eat, Super Bowl. He should be group texting the guys every other hour. We're going to the Super Bowl. Make plans for Miami. This is how I'm thinking. We're going to the game. You have to understand that this is important for a first-year coach to get this far that can get to the Super Bowl. And listen, San Francisco is not some flawless team, doesn't have their deficiencies, but you got to take advantage of them because they also know the same thing that you have some issues as well. But it's about the positive thinking and the meditation of, I'm going to do something that most kids wish they can do when they grew up. I'm going to the Super Bowl. And I think that's the only way that you can prepare yourself for something positive.
Well, I think that, you know, no lead is safe in these NFL playoffs. It's, you know,
no.
Hey, that divisional playoff game you played in 95 in San Francisco, you jumped out to a 21-0 lead on San Francisco in the first half, and you were a heavy underdog, and you held them off, and you won handily in that game. But, you know, anytime I see a road team get a quick playoff lead, like, you know, the two we saw Tennessee do it against Baltimore, and of course, you know, yesterday with Houston, I think back to when you guys had that big lead in San Francisco, you were able to hold it off. But, man, that there's nothing safe in these playoffs.
Not at all. And that's why I love the playoffs. I mean, no one expected the Ravens to get beat like that. No one really expected that. I mean, and most people thought that when Houston got out to that 24-0 lead, you know, Patrick Mahomes, well, it was a good story. They're going home, and Aaron DeReed just failed again. Nope, they didn't panic. And they waited for the opportunity. And that's what's going to happen to the Packers. Because, again, Jimmy Garoppolo has never hosted a championship game. That's a lot riding on you. When you go out in the community and people are expecting you to beat, you know, Aaron Rodgers again, it's hard to beat Aaron Rodgers twice in the same season. That's the kind of thing I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about there's no way Jimmy Garoppolo can outplay Aaron Rodgers. So I'm expecting the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. But, again, those are the scenarios that the analytics department, they prepare for you. You know, if we get out to this lead, it's an 80% chance that we win. If we get out to this, if we get behind by this amount of points, it's a, you know, another, all these ratios. They want you thinking about all these things. So when it hits, oh, this is, I can revert back to my, you know, to my, basically my playbook and say, this is what I need to do to get this thing turned around. And I would just suggest to the fan base, don't panic if it goes good or bad. Just don't panic. Let this thing play out because I'm telling you something. You're one game away from going to the Super Bowl.
You know, I saw Garoppolo play about midway through the season against Seattle. It was a Monday night game, and Garoppolo looked terrible. And I was telling the guys, "Go, Jimmy Garoppolo, what the heck? Why is he making $100 million? I mean, he's done a few things since then, prove me wrong, including beating Green Bay. But, I mean, what is it for? I mean, because he's still a growing quarterback, isn't he?
Oh, no question. I mean, he was on the fast track. Remember, he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady. But John Lynch, you know, say, listen, I think this guy's an ascending player. I need to get him out here on the West Coast. And then he hurts his knee. And then next thing you know, they had to kind of start over. And for the most part, you know, his knee is well, and he has a great offense that has a lot of movement. And we'll break down, you know, San Francisco, because they do look different than last time. And we'll talk about that all week on the Fan, on the Big Show. But the thing about it is, when you talk about just him, Chuck, he will throw you some interceptions. But he has something called a security blanket called George Kittle. That guy is truly amazing. You have to limit him. He's just like Travis Kelce yesterday. He's the one that got them back into the game when they were down. So tight ends has been an issue all year for the Packers. So you got to double this guy whenever he's just running these vertical routes. Otherwise, it's going to be an issue. So you got to take out Deebo Samuel, and you have to take out, you know, George Kittle. You have to. Now, Emmanuel Sanders is a guy that you think you can cover him. But for some reason, if that game plan is not on point, it can get into a shootout. If it does, again, I like Aaron Rodgers.
More from Leroy Butler all week long, as he mentioned, on that Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 each and every day here on The Fan. Leroy, always a pleasure. Go Pack, go, of course, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. And Chuck, be safe traveling back, my brother.
Thanks, Leroy.
Leroy Butler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, Chuck up in Green Bay this morning as he was at the game. Leroy Butler joining us on that Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as I literally just said. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2020, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. I think of everything we got out of that interview with Leroy, and it's always good to talk to him, and we'll do it again next Monday at this time after the Packers and Niners play, is that, Chuck, black people get their hair cut more than white people.
Oh, gosh. Again, you know, if you can't make a comment on that. Leroy on TV a couple of weeks ago when we're doing a TV show. I was filling in for Gary Ellerson, and Dennis Krause, I and Leroy are doing the TV show. And Leroy kind of made a comment like that on TV. Dennis and I both looked at each other, and I told Leroy right on TV, I said, Leroy, we value our jobs too much to comment on something like that. So there is no right answer for something like that for us.
It's funny that you brought that up, Frames, because my mom's listening right now on the radio.com app, which everybody should download if they don't already have.
It's
catch
free.
Anything that you miss, and it's free, and you can listen to anything.
What a great app.
And all interviews. But she said, Ryan, bring up the story. So I was a big Leroy fan growing up in the 90s, and I remember Leroy's haircut when he played with the Packers. I wanted that so bad, and my mom was like, and my dad, they're like, I just don't think it's going to fit you very well. But I just wanted to be him so bad. But yeah, I mean,
did you get it?
No, I never ended up getting the haircut. But you remember it? He had like the little.
Yeah.
I'll have to post the picture of it. But yeah, man, the black guys, they like to get their haircut.
Look, I know that you don't want to.
There's anything wrong about that.
And maybe Chuck and Winkler isn't the show to touch on race issues.
Yeah. No,
you know, we can stay away from this stereotype and that stereotype. But black people getting their haircut more than white people. If there's ever a stereotype that's safe to say, that's the one. That everyone knows that. That's true. And everyone's proud of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to stay fresh.
Freeze has gone silent.
It was so awesome.
Yeah. Hey.
It was so awesome to hear Leroy
exactly.
Give this
you know
team
what?
A shot.
No.
I'm just moving on. Let's move on from it, please.
Leroy went to me. He goes to me on TV. He goes, oh, come on, Chuck. You know I'm not that way. You could talk. You could talk. And I'm like, yeah, you might be able to say that. And if I say something, you might accept it. But, you know, well, management, they'll come right down on me. And I'll be working Wild Rose. You know what I'm saying?
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. A who's who at the Packer game yesterday and some possible NBA tampering going on the field. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.